We'll be up at Mackinac Island. They're back this year. People are excited about being able to be back at Grand Hotel for the Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conferences. Kevin will be there as well, bringing you all the action, all the things that are happening. We will all get there in a variety of different ways. One way I can promise you we're not going to get there, any of us, is by bike. Not the case for Dwan Dandridge, the CEO of Black Leaders Detroit. He is riding his bike from Detroit to Mackinac City to attend the Mackinac Policy Conference. Black Leaders Detroit want to bring some awareness to them at the conference, and they are indeed starting right now because he's already on the road to Mackinac. Dwan, good morning. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Where do we find you at 6:50 this Wednesday morning?
You find me stretching in a hotel room in Clare. That's where I'm at this morning.
How long is this trip going to take?
We're doing it in 7 days. We're averaging around 50 miles per day. But today we have a 69-mile ride in front of us. We're riding from our hotel in Clare. We're riding to Cadillac. That's where our stop will be tonight.
All right. The Detroit Regional Chamber, very aware of the ride, in full support. The Detroit Free Press saying that this bike ride to Mackinac City will help raise money for Black-owned businesses. Tell us more.
Yeah, so that's pretty much our mission, our focus. We launched in 2019, and our goal was pretty much just to create a pot of money that would be access to capital for Black entrepreneurs, for-profit, non-profit alike. So that's what this ride is about, kind of like raising awareness, the thought being that, you know, some of the things that the pandemic has shined a light on have been existing long before the pandemic, and we just want to seize this opportunity where we have some attention on there, and we don't want the window to close without there being a solution, and we think the Black Leaders is offering one of the solutions.
You know, it's astonishing, and I know you've talked about this. We have Dwan Dandridge, CEO of Black Leaders Detroit, riding a bike to Mackinac to garner attention, and he's getting attention right here, right now, as well as news stories, newspapers, etc., and biking that 375 miles to raise money and awareness, really, a big part of that, and it's the BLD Ride for Equity, the equity that's missing. When you consider, and I know you've said this, I want to repeat it, Black leadership in Detroit still not having the same level of access as everyone else, and this is a problem that should have been solved. And when you put it in these terms, I mean, we shouldn't still be having a discussion about equity for Black businesses in a city that's nearly 80% Black.
Look, I do my stump speech and my spiel, and you pretty much took the words from my mouth. Like, that's, you know, part of the script, right? It's like the fact that we're still having this conversation, we all should be embarrassed, right? Like, we all should be ashamed. We should really be working on something else. But, you know, at some point, we have to say enough is enough. I believe with the experience, the knowledge base folks that have, you know, accomplished some amazing things in their careers that'll be at the Mackinac Policy Conference, we definitely feel like the solution is out there. And again, like, we just want to share with whoever's listening our approach. We're actually going to be rolling out a no interest loan product in January of 2022, a blueprint in which we received from the Hebrew Free Loan, an organization led by a friend of mine, David Contura, who's been providing no interest loans in the Jewish community for 126 years successfully. They've given us their blueprint, and we're looking to tweak it a little bit just so it can custom fit the community that we're looking to serve. But, you know, since April of last year, we've been providing grants to for-profit and non-profit alike.
Well, that's good timing on that one, given that Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year for our Jewish friends, begins at sundown tonight. and is exactly. observed through sundown tomorrow, a Day of Atonement, a period where Jewish folks fast to atone for their sins. So that's kind of a good timing in that. And now what's the plan once you get to the island? Because you will, like all of us will, have access, unfettered access to community leaders, business leaders, political leaders, etc., that we might not have otherwise. What's the plan once you're there?
Yeah, I mean, the plan is to basically unite, make sure that people understand that we have a an approach that is well received by the Black business community. One of the things that's lacking for some of those that have initiatives is the trust factor, right? Like the Black business community is not trusting and have reason to not trust. So even when someone makes a big announcement or has an initiative, I've talked to Black business owners that said, hey, I've only applied to funding from Black News Detroit. The thought being, if I get denied, it definitely will not be because I was discriminated against, right? So one of the things that Black News Detroit is rolling in with is trust from that environment. And we want to extend an invitation to others to join us in our approach, as well as see what others are doing and see how we can get behind and support theirs if it's something that we believe in.
Well, good for you. You've started off on the right foot, or maybe I should say on the right wheels. How many are biking to Mackinac Island?
So the way we set up the ride is that people can go on our website, blackleafdetroit.org, and register to ride. You can still go on there today, all the way up until Saturday, which will be our last day of riding. But I had four people ride in with me yesterday. Two of them were actually team members and a good friend of mine. I got a good friend of mine, Doug Stewart, the executive director of the Max and Marjorie Fisher Foundation. He's here going to ride out with me today at 8 o'clock. He's actually celebrating his birthday. So
that's a nice way to celebrate a birthday.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right.
So we'll have a few people riding with me every day, hopefully. If not, it'll be me and my support vehicles that are making sure, you know, I'm okay.
All right. Ride carefully. Do me a favor when you get up there, and we're going to be doing 2 days of broadcasting where we always have traditionally, not on some kind of radio row, but there in the parlor in Grand Hotel. We're easy to find. Stop by and say hi, would you?
I'll definitely do that. Look forward to seeing you face to face.
Well, we look forward to seeing you, Dwan. Be careful. Dwan Dandridge, CEO of Black Leaders Detroit. He's on a ride with a mission, as are we.